You're listening to Comfest Radio, brought to you by Comfest Global Community Film Festival. I'm your host, Sandy DeFreitas. Today, we're speaking with Mike Steiner. And Mike Steiner is a Moksha yoga instructor. Today, Mike wants to talk to everybody about vitamins. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon.
So you're here today to talk about vitamins.
And so a couple other things.
Great. Now, before we get into that, I want to find out what led you to become a holistic health person.
Well, it happened in 1974. Dick Gregory wrote a book. That's right, Dick Gregory, the comedian. Most people think of as a comedian. He wrote a book in 1974 called Natural Diet for Folks Who Eat, Cooking with Mother Nature. And that book, when it came out in 1974, cost about $2-3. Unfortunately, nobody really paid much attention to it at that time. And now, if you look it up, I actually looked it up this morning on Amazon. If you can find one of those $2 paperbacks, they are now, for a bad copy or a bad condition copy, $89. And for a mint condition copy of this little paperback book, it's actually $280 on Amazon today. So I read that book. And along with a friend of mine, tried a lot of it and started to feel really, really good. And I realized that what he was saying made sense. Then, in the early 80s, a friend of the family told me about Dr. Leo Roy, a medical doctor who gave up his medical certification to become a naturopath, and that interested me. So I went on the waiting list for 2 months, and I actually did get to see Dr. Leo Roy, and he gave me a lot of information that I use to stay healthy. And he turned me on to, and now I will reveal who is the man who, if he was brought back to life now, he died in 1967, if he was brought back to life and he walked into a lecture conducted by Dr. Oz and Dr. Weil, if they spotted him and knew who he was, they would immediately say to the audience, don't listen to me, listen to this man, because when it comes to vitamins, all heads must bow to Dr. Casimir Funk. That's Casimir Funk, as in Funk and Wagnalls. He is the first to isolate vitamins. He is inventor of the word vitamine that we now call vitamins. And in his literature, I looked and he wrote, before he died, he wrote, beware of synthetic vitamin preparations. They can be toxic. I'm into whole food source vitamin preparations. Or better still, get the vitamins you need from your food. If you need to supplement, stay away from the toxic vitamin preparations and go for a whole food source vitamin supplement.
And how would the average person know the difference between the two?
Well, when you walk into a health food store, you wade through all the toxic vitamins or synthetic vitamins, and you go up to the person that owns the store and say, I would like to buy some whole food source vitamins, and for sure they will have them. There'll be a little bit more money, but they're made out of food, and that's the only kind you should take. The reason that synthetic vitamins are still sold all around is because they sell them, there's money to be made, and there's companies behind it.
But wouldn't a health food store want to strictly label whole food vitamins?
If they sold only whole food source vitamins, I don't know how good that would be for their business, because these toxic synthetic vitamins sell like crazy. I was with a friend at a store, and I explained to that friend she shouldn't buy these toxic vitamins, and she listened to what I had to say and then immediately went and bought them. So they sell. It's marketing. I don't really want to go deep into why this is done. I just want to give the people the information and let them decide for themselves.
And do you have any particular whole food vitamins that you use?
I use New Chapter, but there's many brands. Just ask, and it will say on the label, whole food source.
Okay. Now, you also wanted to go into a little bit about wheatgrass.
Yeah, but before I did, I just wanted to, I will get into wheatgrass in a moment, but I just just wanted to share with you, just let's pick out one vitamin from Dr. Casimir Funk's vitamin charts, and I'll give you just one example, and then I'll talk about wheatgrass juice. Vitamin A, effects upon the body, raises resistance to infections, increases lifespan, gives feelings of well-being, preserves skin health, promotes tooth development. Lack of vitamin A tends to cause frequent cold, susceptibility to sinus trouble, cataract and tonsil disturbances, skin blemishes, weak eyesight, and night blindness, kidney stones and gravel, lowered vitality. And the best way of getting vitamin A into your body, if you will, is fish liver oils, parsley, kale, broccoli leaf, spinach, dandelion roots, escarole, dock chard, lamb's quarters, pig and calf liver, broccoli flour, turnip greens, dried apricots, carrots, red peppers, fresh apricots, sweet potatoes, collards, dried peaches, green lettuce, on and on. Some people might say, well, I can't eat all those things to get my vitamin A. Those are the people that need whole food source vitamins. Getting back to the wheatgrass and the way things are marketed, right? Wheatgrass is very good for you. Wheatgrass is wonderful. It gives you energy and many, many other wonderful benefits. But I see all around the town, I see all these wheatgrass growing under fluorescent lights, and they cut it and they put it into a drink and people drink it and they think they're getting all the benefits. I wouldn't touch any wheatgrass that is grown under a fluorescent light, because I know the fluorescent lights doesn't give the plant the chlorophyll that it needs, makes it incomplete. If you want to take wheatgrass, go to the health food store, buy frozen wheatgrass cubes that are grown in a field in Ohio, I believe, under the sun, and you will get a whole food complete benefit from taking it. Another one just quickly is echinacea. 25 years ago, everybody said, echinacea, oh yeah, echinacea for colds, for this, for that, that. Over 20 years, they've discovered that echinacea doesn't cure colds at all. Yet, if we go into a health food store today, we'll find echinacea all around. Or if you go into a health food store and say, I've got a cold, oh, take echinacea. So even when things are disproven, if they're marketable, they're still sold. That's my point here.
You know, it's funny you mentioned echinacea. A few years ago, I went into a health food store, and the person behind the counter, which was the owner, every 2 minutes he was popping echinacea pill. As soon as somebody came in the store and they started to cough, and he said, oh, he'll have his pills right there, popping them, 1, 2, 3, 4. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it is funny. You could tell that person to try oil of oregano. It really works.
So anyway, what uses do you have for oil of oregano?
Well, oil of oregano does work for colds. Now, I don't get colds. I haven't gotten a cold in 10 years, but my friends who get colds, I either make them up some echinacea droplets, and it is an expectorant.
Oregano droplets.
Well, yeah, I put the oregano. It's quite difficult to take. It's quite strong. So if you put it into a capsule, you can pop the capsule and get the benefits. However, it's also recommended to drop the echinacea on the back of your throat. Or sorry, the oil of oregano. Oh, see, I'm getting into the marketing just accidentally there. But you drop the oil of oregano on the back of your throat. But it is an expectorant. It works. Simple.
Right. And also, I want to touch upon water.
Right. I think drinking distilled water is the best water you can drink.
Distilled water? I thought that they removed all the elements from that, the minerals.
Correct. Precisely. And that's what I hear from a lot of people, that I recommend distilled water. First of all, you only get about 5 to 10% at best of the minerals you need from your drinking water. And yes, it's true what you just said. When you distill water, you take all of that, you take everything out of it. I'm here to tell you, you can put them back in. You go to that, you get your distilled water, either make it with a distiller or buy it. And go to the health food store and ask for a bottle of trace minerals. About $15 will get you a year's supply. Just put 5 drops of those essential trace minerals that you've taken out through distilling and put them back in. And now, in my opinion, you have perfect healthy drinking water.
What is your take on all this bottled water. The whole industry just seems to be populated everywhere you go with it.
Well, there is a lot of good bottled waters, and there are some that I like, but I remember 60 Minutes tested them all, and they aren't quite as pure as their labels would lead you to believe. Distilled water is distilled water is distilled water. There's nothing in it. You put trace minerals in, you've got the best drinking water available.
Okay. Now, do you have any other recommendation for us right now in terms of our health?
Yes. First of all, I'd like to just say that when I went to Dr. Leo Roy back in the 80s, none of my friends would listen to me. They laughed at me. But one of my friends, Derek, also went to see him. And over the past 30 years or so, I've noticed our peer group that a lot of my friends, I have all my childhood friends, a lot of them have a lot of illnesses and ailments, but myself and Derek are the healthiest by far. So when I see visual proof that myself is healthy and my friends are healthy, I know it works. And now I'd like to talk about the most important thing or the key to vibrant health. And the key to vibrant health is colonics. I am not an expert in the colonics that they do at the clinics, but I have 30 years experience at drinking colonics. And here's what happens. Unfortunately, it affects 90% of the population of the world. Your colon, when you're a baby, or any baby, they have bowel movements many times a day. If your baby didn't have a bowel movement for 2 days, you'd think there's something wrong. I know many adults that come to me and say, I haven't had one in 2 days. I'm telling you there's something wrong. Here's what's wrong. The walls of your colon have little finger-like things. That's how the colon works. They move the food through in the digestion process. But if when you were a child or any time in your life you ate some processed food, right away it starts coating the walls of the colon. It gets in between those fingers, and it's called putrefied matter. And when it's on the walls of the colon, it actually looks like tire rubber. It's black. And it's very bad. And over years and years and years of eating processed food and not cleaning your colon, eventually your colon turns into a tube that's not functional. And as I said, it affects 90% of the population of the world. So what's happening is, with a lot of people, that the walls of their colon are coated with putrefied matter is they eat their breakfast, and then later on in the day they eat their lunch, and the lunch pushes the breakfast through. That's unhealthy. That causes constipation. Almost all illnesses can be traced to the colon. So a clean colon is the key to vibrant health. The way I have cleaned my colon, and my friend Derek has cleaned his colon for over 30 years, is simply with an oral colonic. We drink it. It's the best thing you can do for yourself in less than 1 minute a day. You mix up your oral colonic. Is it okay if I mention a brand name?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so one brand. Now, you can go in the health food store and ask for a colonic cleansing kit, but the one that I started with many years ago, I mix my own now, I make my own now, but the one I'd recommend to start with is a product called Herbal Fiber Blend, and it's available at good health food stores. It's made by a company called AIM. And all you do is you take a tablespoon of that, mix it with water or juice at some time during the day, and you drink it, and that's done. You have just taken a colonic. And over time, it will scrape the walls of the colon, and your colon will become functional. A dysfunctional colon also causes things like body odor. These are toxins that are coming through the walls of your colon and out your skin. So all those things disappear. Bottom line, if your colon is purely clean and you eat strawberries, your body odor will smell like strawberries. That's a scientific fact.
Tell me, what's the difference between that colonic mixture and taking castor oil?
Okay. The colonic mixture I'm talking about has an abrasive. Casserole doesn't have any abrasive manner. It goes through you. It's good for you. It's on here. It's here on Dr. Casimir Funk's chart as very good for you. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying is a lot of people don't eat healthy. To get this, to scrape this off the walls of your colon, you need something that will actually get in there and pull it off. And it takes about 3 months. And then you actually see it coming out after a bowel movement like little black strips of tire rubber.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Things we should really know.
This is something that I think everybody should know. That's why I'm here.
Good. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, you're a moksha yoga instructor. What is moksha?
Moksha is a Sanskrit word that means liberation or freedom. And I teach moksha yoga, hot yoga.
Explain that to me, hot yoga.
Hot yoga, I'll just tell you the three benefits of hot yoga that room temperature yoga doesn't have. First of all, it heats your muscles up, so increases flexibility, reduces the risk of injury. Second of all, you sweat, so you detoxify. Wonderful. And the third one is, your own sweat on your skin for an hour or more makes your skin softer than any skin cream you can buy. Hot yoga students that have been practicing for a while always notice this. The women students seem to care about it a little bit more than the men.
So what is it that's in the sweat that softens the skin? Is it the salt that you
I'd have to say I really don't know exactly what it is. I couldn't break it down, but I just know through my own experience, my skin has gotten much softer. And even women who start taking my class with buttery soft skin, it gets softer.
And do you teach this where?
I teach at Moksha Etobicoke, Moksha Downtown, and Moksha Richmond Hill. You can look me up, look my picture up. And if you come down and take a class, I'll take you to the health food store after and show you a few things.
Great. Now, what's the address of the one in Richmond?
You got me there. It's at the corner of Leslie and 16th. Moksha Downtown is approximately, it's on Wellington in the Bathurst and King area. And Moksha Etobicoke is approximately, it's on Islington in the Queensway. It's on the Queensway on the north side, a little bit west of Islington.
And how much are these classes?
Well, all the studios have intro specials, and it's like the one I can think of offhand, Moksha Etobicoke, it's $30 for 30 days of yoga. So you can try 30 classes in a row if you want to.
How many classes do you recommend a person should take?
Oh, I would say to get the healthful benefits of yoga, I would say a minimum of 3 classes a week and a maximum of 6 classes a week.
Okay. And so they can come directly to these places to get hold of you, or there's another way they can get hold of you?
Well, I mean, I would like them to come down and experience hot yoga, and then you can just talk to me after class, or come in a little bit early, talk to me before class.
Great. Now, is there anything else you want to let us know about vitamins?
Oh, vitamins. I would have to say vitamins are something that you need to take if you are not eating healthy. One of the health food stores I go to, a woman who is a naturopath, told me years ago, she said, don't take vitamins every month, take them every other month. And I said to her, but you sell vitamins. And she says, yes, but I also tell the truth. So it's not something that you should need to take every single day, but it's nice to use as a supplement.
Well, you know, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you about vitamins today. I'm sure our listeners heard and learned an awful lot. We just want to let everyone know this is Confest Radio, brought to you by Confest Global Community Film Festival. The festival takes place this September in the St. Lawrence Market neighborhood, which is where we're broadcasting from as well, September the 12th to the 15th. If you want more information about the festival or its awards presentation night, please go to www.comfest.com. That's spelled C-O-M-M, like Mary, F-F, like Frank, E-S-T.com. I'd like to thank you all for listening, and we'll be talking again soon.